The mother tries to beat it, and the mother bunny says, "Well, I love you as long as my tippy toes reach up to my fingers," the mother says. Infant bunny tries to top the mother. They look off into the distance and see a winding road, and the infant bunny says, "Well, I love you as long as that river goes up into the mountains." The mother bunny is trying to think how she can outdo that. And she says, "Well, I love you beyond those mountains." The infant bunny says to the mother, as the day is closing out and the sun is going down, says, "I love you, Mom, as high as the moon is, as long as the moon is from the earth." The mother bunny doesn't know what to say, and she says, "I love you to the moon and back." Now, any child that reads that story is going to bed with warm, fuzzy feelings. And I'm sure you, just hearing that story, I feel kind of good. Wouldn't it be nice to be loved by someone that would go to that end, that would break all sorts of barriers to love someone? The parable of the Good Samaritan is Jesus' bedtime story to you. There is someone who loves you to the moon and back. You have a Good Samaritan. It's Jesus. Do you realize the barriers and limitations that Jesus could have put out there in his ministry as he contacted different people? What about that guy that was blind? He could have said this: "This isn't my business. Your parents sinned. I need to move on. My time's short." Barrier. What about the woman who was bleeding and had gone to so many different people? Jesus could have said, "Well, this isn't my business. Could you go see the medical professionals? I have disciples here that I've got to teach." Jesus could have said to Peter, "Peter, you really messed up. I gave you 3 chances. I'm sorry. I got to move on." To each one of you, Jesus could say this day, "You know what? You sinned this last week, and I know you're going to sin in the next 2 weeks. I can't forgive your sins." Jesus doesn't say that ever. There are no boundaries. There are no limits to his care. As the Good Samaritan, you see, as the Good Samaritan took care of the physical needs of this person beaten on the side of the road, Jesus cares for your every need, and he provides. As the Good Samaritan took care of transportation, you see, Jesus has taken care of your transportation. Your sins are forgiven. He's supplied the vehicle to get you to heaven. So the Good Samaritan in this text takes care of the future of this man, pays the innkeeper, "I'll pay anything for you to get you through." You know, Jesus has taken care of your future. Your eternal life is already figured out. Your eternal home. You have a Good Samaritan. You are deeply loved. And Jesus today says, you are loved to the moon and back. No limitations, no boundaries. So how can we live out the golden rule? Well, it starts by realizing how deeply loved we are. Doesn't that help? We oftentimes say, "I don't want to be burdened or taken to a place where I'm uncomfortable in helping someone." But do you realize that that goes against what the Good Samaritan did, and also what Paul says in Galatians chapter 2, in which Paul says it should hurt us? Bear one another's burdens. We can do that. Take down the how boundary. Take down the when boundary. Take down the how much boundary. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Let's pray about that today. Then we'll transition to time of prayer. Dear Lord, today we hear you clearly speaking, and sometimes we think that there are boundaries that we cannot be reached. We thank you for the clear picture here of a Good Samaritan. Lord, if there's someone here today that doesn't think that they can be reached by your love, Lord, use our voices, our songs, our prayers, perhaps this message to reach them, to know that they are not outside the realm of your love and your forgiveness. And Lord, help us just practically to take down those barriers to love others so that we can reach people with your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.